Target in sight. Approaching now. Hey, hey, are you with me? Good. I'm getting you out of here. Get on my back. You're far too weak to walk on your own right now. You would only slow me down. Perfect. Now hold on tight. Just hold on a little bit longer. My ship is right around this corridor. Down you go. What do you say we get out of here? Alright, we should be safe now. They'll have a hard time finding us through the nitrogen teleporter pad. We can breathe easy now. Wasn't sure I was going to get you out of there in time. Now, do you remember anything? You don't? Alright. Little bit of a hiccup in the plan, but nothing I can't handle. That's why I was sent to rescue you. I'm the best of the best. While I pull up my data files on you to refresh your memory... I'm Talia Reagan. Probably would have a captain in front of my name if I had a crew, but it's just me on this ship. In my line of work, I've found that having a crew slows me down. It's dangerous work, and if anyone is stupid enough to get into it, they shouldn't drag others down with them. Ah, there you are. File number I-942. Name? Redacted. Birth date? Also redacted. Let me guess, former job? Redacted. Must have been real high up there in the order for this level of secrecy. I can't believe I have such an important person on my little old ship. Ready to hear who you are according to my benefactor? You were a military operative. Were is the key word here. Not anymore. Apparently, according to your file, you went rogue. Seems you were given a mission of some kind that you didn't agree with. Such a sense of justice. You tried to fight back or something. The details here aren't exactly clear. Whoever created this file wanted to keep it to the basic necessities when it came to rescuing you. I only know the bare minimum. Let's see. You're considered to be a red level threat, highly dangerous, trained in all types of combat, manipulation, that kind of a thing. Apparently, someone you thought you could trust sold you out. They ambushed your hideaway and they were able to take you as a prisoner, place you in some type of chamber that was supposed to re-educate you. Ooh, yikes. That sounds bad. Guess that was why I was warned to approach you with caution. And I guess it's also a good thing I didn't do that at all, since you aren't all here. Don't worry, we'll get your brain back in no time. I promise you that. Now that that is all cleared up, let's start heading to my benefactor. Oh, I can't tell you who my benefactor is. NDAs and all that. If I break my contract just to give you a little peace of mind, people will stop hiring me. Discretion is what my line of work is all about. I get in, do the job, and I get out before people are none the wiser. Usually, you are a special case. Kept under such a strict lock and key, they were going to notice if you went missing or something. Someone of your status. Hence the risky travel method of nitrogen teleportation pad in my janky little ship. But with that on autopilot, I am finally able to get a good look at you. Assess for injuries, you know, that kind of a thing. We aren't exactly sure what they put you through in that chamber, nor do I think you even know. And didn't even seem you were conscious until I opened it up. How are you holding up? Well, that's to be expected. Can't be all sunshine and roses out here. Hey, it's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I will assess you for any injury slowly. Can I start by checking your face? Thank you. Let me take a look at you. Turn your head to the left for me. Good. No cuts. Some slight bruises, but nothing that won't clear up given time. Turn to the right for me. Perfect. There's a laceration above your eye, but it's not deep enough to leave a scar. That's a good thing. It's just a little bit of blood. Let me get that for you. There we go. Looking better already. Now look at me head on. Just like that. Good. Follow my finger as I move it to the left. Yeah, good. And then to the right. Perfect. Yeah, good. Alright. Your eyes are definitely working fine. Stick your tongue out and go, for me. I'm going to take a DNA sample and send it back to HQ for them to analyze. Make sure that you don't have any life-threatening diseases or something. Alright. You handled that a lot better than I thought you would. If I was you, I would have been freaking out. It just goes to show how brave you are. That's truly admirable. Anyways, shall I check out the rest of ya? Look, if it makes you feel better, I'm just going to be seeing if there's any spot that's visibly torn in your outfit. You'll get a real checkup from an actual professional back at HQ. Right now, I'm just making sure you aren't bleeding out or dying. I would hate to deliver a dead body to my benefactor. I'm kidding, I promise. I wouldn't let you die. How else would I get paid? All right, enough with the jokes. Is there any spot that particularly hurts? Your leg? Let me see. There. There's a tear in the fabric. It looks like some kind of a cut or a bullet wound. I'm going to need to take a better look. Sorry. It was just easier to rip them than have you put any pressure on your leg. This is probably why you can't walk around too well. There is a deep laceration on your inner thigh. This one, it's definitely going to leave a scar. It seems like... Hold on. It seems like they haven't been letting it heal either. Pumping you full of stuff through an already open wound. I can't even begin to fathom why they would do that. Maybe to make sure you stay weak enough to control and not get out of containment? It doesn't matter. Let me get you fixed up as best as I can. I am currently superficially closing your wound. First, this is going to clean the injury to make sure there is no risk for infection. Then, it is going to close it. Kind of like stitches back in the old day. This is just with fancy technology. I know it tingles and hurts a bit, but you are really going to have to try your best to sit still. And I know this is a compromising position, and it's not helping either. Me between your legs, warm breath ghosting across your exposed inner thigh as I seal up your wounds. Just be good for me and let the technology work. It'll be over before you know it. I know, it feels weird, but that's it, honey. It's almost over. We both know that this is for your own good, and I don't want this wound to be exposed to any other experimentations or bacteria. I know, it's almost done, I promise. Just a few more seconds. Come on, you can hold out. You're doing so good for me. That's it. Keep it up, honey. There we go. All done. You did so good for me. You're handling everything a lot better than I expected. Though, I guess you don't have any great options, really. You can either go back to the re-education pod where they were doing God knows what to you, or come with me to my benefactor. Who would you rather be with? It's still nice to hear that you want to be with me. I'm practically a stranger. The only thing you know about me is my name, Delira, and that I saved you. You don't even know if I'm dangerous. Any pain in your thigh from the pressure of my weights on your lap? Only a little bit of pain? So brave. You really are remarkable. You know that? Even right now, with a beautiful stranger sitting on your lap after rescuing you and patching you up, you're managing to hold your composure. You really are a soldier, aren't you? Is there anything that would make you lose it? You don't know anything off the top of your head. I think I do. What if I did this? Don't look so flustered. You must have been expecting that since I sat on your lap. It's not often I have such an attractive and elite former military operative in my company. I'm not about to squander the opportunity. We've got some time to kill before we reach my benefactor. Why not make the most of it? Oh.